Hey friend, welcome back to Bible Tract Echoes. I'm Micah McCurry, your host. Today, I'd like to speak to you about something near and dear to my heart, something I've been blessed with the opportunity to do as the director of Bible Tracts Incorporated over these past few years. I'm talking about travel. There are so many quotes that I would love to share with you about travel. A few of my favorite, Hans Christian Andersen said, "To travel is to live." Mark Twain said, "20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the things you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover." Now, the travel I undertake for the most part is directly tied to the ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated, so it's a little bit less of a fairy tale existence, a little bit more of work, and sometimes the things I do as it pertains to travel come dressed in overalls with a name tag that says work on it. But regardless, I still do enjoy the travel. I think of Psalm 107. If you've been around this program for any length of time, you'll know that Psalm 107 is one of my favorite passages of scripture, and I'm going to not quite take it out of context. I'm just going to share probably one or two of my favorite verses, and they do have a feel of travel to them. Psalm 107 verse 23 says, "They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep." Now, I'm not going to apply those verses to say that you should go travel, but I will say there is benefits. There are benefits to travel. Mark Twain also said, I'll paraphrase just a little bit, I don't have the quote directly in front of me. He said something to the effect that travel is fatal to bigotry, prejudice, and narrow-mindedness, and some people need it sorely on that account. And I found that to be true. It's very difficult to have a narrow view of the world when you've seen more than just your town. And so I'm a fan of travel. But I had someone, a pastor, supporting pastor, reach out not long ago, and he had a question, a perfectly legitimate question. He wanted to know why I travel so much. And he asked very respectfully, he asked in a wonderful way, open lines of communication, and I had the opportunity to communicate with him about that. I'm going to tell you that story in just a moment, but what he was really asking was, are you, to some degree, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but to a degree, part of the reason for the conversation was, are you taking our church's support, our support, and are you just triapsing across the world, globe-trotting? And I can completely understand, and I will actually take extreme ownership of the fact that I probably have not communicated well enough in this regard. I talk about the fact that I was in Kenya. I talk about being in Australia, Papua New Guinea, New Zealand, but maybe I don't do a good enough job of explaining the what and the why behind it. I can tell you all about the how and what we've actually done, but the why. And so I want to take an opportunity to do that today. Now, this conversation with this pastor, it was wonderful. I am so thankful for the fact that he had the desire and he was so invested in our ministry that he felt the need to reach out. It's so difficult. It's nigh impossible to address a concern that you don't know is actually a concern. And so the fact that he reached out, and may I also say to any of our supporters, actually any of you that are listening right now, whether you've ever supported our ministry financially or anything like that, I'd love to hear from you. I have found that criticism and correction are present in our lives to make us better. And so our answer, our response to them should be, bring it on. We should desire. There are so few people that are willing to tell me what they actually think. Now, does that mean I agree with what everyone says about me or about our ministry? Absolutely not. But at the same time, it's very difficult to have your mind broadened if you won't listen to what people have to say. And so this conversation, I began by thanking him for reaching out. I expressed to him the fact that without communication, we could have never known of his concern. And I thanked him for being willing to confront something that is bothering him instead of just going on and being wondering every time he gets a prayer letter and me talking about about the international travel. I wonder what he's really doing over there. Is he just being lazy at a resort? What is he doing over there? And I also thanked him for his years of investment in Bible Tracks Incorporated. But then we got to the crux of the matter. We talked about what was actually bothering him. And I was able to explain a few different things. First, we set the stage. We realize, of course, and you know as well as I do, that international travel is not inexpensive. It is not. Now, we are, and I will say this point blank, we desire in all ways to be good stewards of God's people's money. And so if you ever see a picture of me flying first class, please know I did not pay for it. I've never flown first class in my life. Somehow all those missionaries and evangelists and pastors, I've heard, you know, these stories of being bumped to first class. It's never happened to me. So maybe you can pray about that, but no, in all seriousness, we are very frugal. We make sure to buy the tickets at the right time and save money as much as possible. And we're not staying in five-star resorts. But what I explained to this pastor was that oftentimes when I fly, I shouldn't say oftentimes, about 50% of the time when I am across the world, it's because I've been requested for specific events and or people have actually paid. I don't mean Bible Tracks or myself, but people have paid my travel expenses. And so the concern about whether or not we're just throwing money down a pit of me traveling so I can get stamps in my passport, to a large degree, that's often not a concern because other people have specifically asked me to come and they have paid for those travel expenses. But also, the biggest reason, the main reason on behalf of Bible Tracks that I travel. Now, you may very well see sometime in the future on social media or something, pictures of us somewhere in the world, and I might have my family with me. And in those cases, if I saved and scrimped and took my family on a vacation, that may be the case. But often the times that I am traveling, especially to places that we are putting tracks, it's because we desire for you, our supporters, great accountability. I want you to think about this. There are so many of you that are so sacrificial in your giving. So many churches, so many folks that partner with our ministry. And we have the opportunity to print millions of gospel tracts. I don't know if there's been a year on record in decades that this ministry has not printed at least 2 million gospel tracts. Last year it was 6. It might not be that many this year, but it's going to be plenty of gospel tracts, many gospel tracts. And many of those gospel tracts are sent to people across the world. As a general rule, it's somewhere about half on a normal year. It can be 60-40 or 75-25 sometimes, but often it's very close to 50-50 between tracks that go domestically here in the U.S. Of course, I travel extensively as an evangelist and get to meet so many of our partners here in America. And domestic travel is so much cheaper often than international. I realize that. But the international travel, we send about half of our tracks every year to international partners. Or in some cases, and bear with me with explanation, we will sometimes, with people that we trust, people that we have great, that word again, accountability with, we will actually send money to different parts of the world to print tracks on location. For instance, you may have remembered me talking about Myanmar, Southeast Asia, Burma. We've printed many gospel tracts there, well over 1 million. And in that case, because of the lines of communication, because of the people that we were working alongside that I know personally, and many people that I trust know the people that we're working with, we felt comfortable to send money there. You say, but why would you do that? Well, there's multiple reasons. Number one, what we were printing over there, the gospel booklets that we printed, they cost 1/3 the cost. Same quality, exact same quality, if not actually a little better, because of the cost, we were actually able to bump up the paper quality just a bit. But let's just say apples to apples, they were no less than what we would print here in the States, and we tend towards quality over quantity. They cost 1/3 of the cost to print there. And we get good pricing here in America. We get 2 or 3 or 4 quotes on every job we do. This is not something we take lightly. Your money, God's people's money, we want to be good stewards. We have a fiduciary responsibility. But when I can print them for 1/3 of the cost and then add in the fact, that's not even counting the fact that there is no shipping cost and no shipping weight. When we printed them over there, as soon as they come off the press and are put into boxes, they're able to be distributed. Think about that. Not, so really, it probably ends up being a total cost, about a quarter of the total cost. Well, let's just say a third. Well, if we can do that, and we have it on good authority that we can do that, then that sounds wonderful, right? Well, pause for a moment. If we send $10, $20, $30,000 over there to print X number of gospel booklets, you fill in the blank, wouldn't you like to know that we actually printed gospel booklets and we weren't building some missionary, a palace on the side of a Burmese hillside? Wouldn't you like to know that? Well, that's where the international travel comes in. Because at a certain point, we need to make sure of what we're doing. I can have great conversations by Zoom. We can talk by email. But at the end of the day, we want to be very careful, to be very efficient, very effective, and very trustworthy with every cent that is given to this ministry. And so December of 22, I went to Myanmar and I got to meet the national pastors we were working with. I got to go with some American missionaries. I got to sit in those churches and I got to see these booklets being printed. I got to hold them with my hands and I got to be a part of putting some of them out. And you may have seen the Burmese monk that accepted Christ and to see all these different types of things. You can find that on YouTube, by the way, Bible Tracks Inc. Just search for the Burmese monk's track story. But to be able to see that, but then the fact that my job is not just to send tracts, it's to promote the use of gospel tracts. And through a radio broadcast such as this, the opportunity to tell you what God is doing in places like Myanmar, to say I've seen it with my own eyes, to say I've been there, to say I've sat in a small bamboo hut with a Burmese monk that got saved specifically because of gospel tracts, gospel booklets that were printed through Bible Tracts Incorporated, through your giving, through your prayers, and I got to sit there because I went. What price can you put on that? But let's look at the dollars and cents. Truthfully, we're a nonprofit. We're an open book. If you ever have questions about what we do and why we do it, I'd ask you to do what that pastor did. Reach out to us. I'm going to give you my personal cell number. You can text me directly. If you ever have a concern, something you'd like to reach out to me about, 309-316-7240. And guess what? That pastor was so satisfied, so happy with the answers, the communication that we had, still supporting, still very excited about what we're doing. Text me if you have a question. 309-316-7240. Have a great day for His glory. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.